Moving on communications, the communications that we received in the last 2 weeks are both online and in the packet. Then we have assembly member discussion items. Under that, we have assembly member Valentine request for a discussion regarding the installation of bathrooms at South Harbor Crane Dock. Member Valentine.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more traffic over on that side, and there are many times where I've had to use the restroom and I couldn't find one on that side. I don't think it needs to be anything special. I just think that there needs to either be a porta potty there or we can find a self-containing unit. I wasn't sure if it needs to go to everybody to be voting for it, or I just contacted one of the heads, but I just wanted to ask you guys' opinion, whether or not you guys think there should be, but there's a lot of traffic coming off that that south side of South Harbor, or north side, I guess. And I just think they need a bathroom. So, thanks.
I'll turn it over either to the manager or to the harbor master.
I will jump in, if that's okay, through the mayor, and let Glo correct anything I say wrong and make it better. We added the two bathrooms in the municipal lot, and we tried to pick a good location that was central and also use it for some of our festivals that we have. To add something else like that, those were, I think, about 50 grand each.
I don't think it needs to be 50 grand.
So that's why you're just trying to make sure. And that doesn't include the costs of maintaining them, which we use marine passenger fee. Don't we, Glo? Yeah. So we have to hire an outside janitor to keep them clean. And unfortunately, we've had trouble with them, so we've had to lock them at night because people have vandalized them or done all sorts of interesting things, like sleep in them. So all that being said, picking another place to put a bathroom, we have to do some research. I'll have to find out what it costs and bring that back to the assembly. I know Glo's staff is the one who take care of opening and closing it for the janitor. My guess is she probably has some concerns about that cost and timing. What else, Glo?
12-year-old me says, no, you can't make me. You can make me, but yeah, not.
Not even a porta potty?
No.
Can you explain why?
Yeah, I can explain why. We've got four public restrooms that we take care of, and it is a big deal. The borough has quite a few public restrooms. We up that to two more in the summertime that we take care of down here in the municipal parking lot. It is a big burden, and I can see to just have an unmanned bathroom. I can see if you had a specific customer you were looking at, and if there's somebody that's willing to have the key and unlock it. I mean, we did this at some point with the recycle bins, where we had a certain customer that needed a recycle bin, and we set those recycle bins in an off location and gave that customer base the keys to use. And then when it didn't work within a couple of seasons, then it went away. Those are ways we could get around it, but they are
May I jump in? Yeah. Glo, I'm sorry. Just for shortness of thing. Glo, can you work with assembly member Valentine and sure. Tiffany, we're going to throw you at this too.
Great.
Just kind of talk through this, run down the costs and the issues, and then we can bring that back to the assembly with.
Last real question on this was, can a private entity get a special permit to do their own bathroom there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you,
Mr. Mayor. So the existing bathrooms that we have that are down in this parking lot, can they be separated at all, so that if we were looking for a restroom, we could have one here and one there, or is that
through the mayor? Yes, they can be. They are separate units. Okay. The challenge is we plumb them for both water and sewer, so we don't have to empty the holding tanks. So it makes it much easier. If we move them, we got to redo that work somewhere else.
Yeah, there's no plumbing in the south, north end of the South Harbor.
Member Newman.
So this came up, I dropped by the Harbor Shack this morning, and the Harbor Master and I had a wonderful conversation about this. I won't use that term, but it was it ended up being very humorous. But I do recognize that there is a definite need in that area. That's a high traffic area. You have small cruise ships that come in there. You have little tenders that come in, and there's a lot of tourist traffic. And I know I put a port potty in at my airplane hangar at the top of the ramp, because these people come off the boat, and they get off the little tender, and then I take them flying, and 45 minutes later they got to go to the bathroom. So
we will get the assembly a report.
Yeah.
We will get you a report.
So anyway, I'm in support of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Does that answer your question, Member Valentine?
Yep.
Good. Thank you. I'll move forward here then. Are there any assembly members have recognitions? Member Martin.
Sons of Norway, Ludafisk dinner yesterday was lit. You guys really missed out. If you weren't there, I'd try to get on that next year. So thank you.
Way to use my lingo. I like it. I got one.
Member Valentine.
Thanks. Thank you, everybody, for sticking through this and tonight as well. I'd also like to recognize Ashley Kawashima and everybody within her community with HIP, and everybody that volunteered. You know, the hospital, PIA was there. She did that annual, what do we call it?
Project Connect.
Yep. And it's always just such a good thing. And I volunteer and drive for people that to go back to their house with all the stuff. And they're always very appreciative of all that work that's being done. So kudos, they're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. Member Stanton Greger.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a brief one that I didn't even know I had missed was, so it's a recognition and a huge thank you to both Britton Erickson and Member Valentine for being in the press box for basketball games. It takes we've missed a bunch of them. I use NFHS, but occasionally I also have KFSK. Not everyone can pay for a service. So I appreciate you guys calling the game so folks can listen at home and encourage other people to get trained in so we have full-time coverage of our wonderful Viking sports on the radio. Thanks again, you guys.
Okay. Any other recognitions? All right. I'll move on. The next item on the agenda is executive session, and there's two listed here. First is an executive session on negotiation strategy for the land sale to Title Networks. The basis for this executive session is to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, and where public discussion would likely impair the borough's bargaining position and result in less favorable financial terms. Do I have a motion to go into an executive session on Title Network strategy?
So move.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Discussion. Okay, Member Stanton. Oh, okay, Member Newman, go ahead.
I'm opposed to this. I feel like we've kind of belabored it already, and I think it's a bad look to go into a private conversation before we have a meeting with Title. I would prefer to wait until we actually have a meeting with Title before we discuss our options.
Member Stanton Greger.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just coming at it from a different angle, Mr. Manager, I'm going to ask you a question here in a second as I kind of work myself through this. To me, it seems like, I think Member Newman raises a very good point, but to the issue itself, like you'd spoken to earlier, Steve, since no formal action can be taken in an executive session, I feel like we'd be potentially doing you a disservice by having seven pieces of conflicting information telling you what to do, when in fact we've already given you the directive to negotiate. Am I out in left field on that, Steve? In terms of usefulness for you is my point.
So through the mayor, that is a concern. I clearly there are different opinions on this issue, and that's great. But executive session makes it really hard for me to get a clear idea what you want me to do, because you can't vote on anything. There's no other way around it. I mean, I'm once the contract's delivered to Title, and we go through a negotiation process or back and forth, and I get some, we get to some agreement place, I can bring that in front of the assembly in an open forum where you guys can vote on each and every item you want to change, or and which we can't do in executive session. So it just makes it hard for me to listen to you and not be able to do anything about it, and I can't do that out of an executive session. So.
Thank you for that clarifier, Mr. Manager. I'll be voting no on this. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Member Martin?
I'm in favor. I've wanted this for a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to echo Bob's words. He mentioned concerns a meeting or two ago about when are we going to hash this out if we do have disagreements. And then we had a work session last week where we could ask questions but couldn't make statements. It was a public meeting. I don't like the idea of going behind into executive session behind closed doors for this, but I'm in favor because I think eventually we're going to have to figure this out as an assembly. And so I am in favor of it.
Member Newman?
We've already directed the manager to negotiate. It has already happened. So what is the advantage of discussing the negotiation strategy when something's already occurred?
Member Nucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I have this on there, but I mean, then what's the point of being on the assembly if we're not going to try and share our views with the borough manager about some of the important aspects of negotiations? I think we all, Steve's been very good about giving us his time whenever we ask for it, and we share our thoughts with Steve about whatever issue it is. But I think it doesn't make any sense to me to not give him direction on some of our negotiations that we think are in some of the aspects of negotiations that we think are important. I think it would help streamline his process to be able to say, well, I've heard from the assembly and these are in it. I don't understand why we're so opposed to giving him direction before, as opposed to having him bring a negotiation back to us and say, well, that's not really what we want.
To the mayor, if I may.
Okay.
Assemblymember Ricci, but that's the problem. You can't tell me executive session.
I understand that.
So I don't know how, I'm not sure how to get you where you want to go. I mean, other than, on an agenda item that says an open session to go over the contract. And I can do that. I mean, that's totally available timing-wise. I'm not sure how to do it. But that way, on each and every item that, I bring up, I want the tower painted gold. You guys can vote on that. I mean, I can't, but I'm just trying to. You have to be able to vote on something, and you can't do it in an executive session. Plus, we have a meeting tonight with these folks and anybody else from the community. I don't want to short shift these people that may have other ideas that need to be not only title, but people in the community that haven't yet been brought up. That may not happen, but I want to be fair. Other than that, you're right. I need to follow the direction of the assembly. So.
Member Valentine?
I kind of lost my train of thought here, but so is it possible to move this? Can we move this to the next meeting?
It could be on. Sorry,
can be, I don't really know. Like then, we don't do too many executive sessions, so I don't know.
The answer is, if needed, yes, we could do that.
Okay, because it sounds like to me, I think there's value in chatting with you. I think there's a value in it, and I think there's value in all of us being together in the same room as you. But it would be more for me, because I don't know every single detail, it'd be more of you telling me where we are at, right? Like what we can and can't do. And like, although we have varying opinions up here, right? It'd be nice to know these are the rules that you have to live in this lawyer realm. And then we can come and so anyways, I see value in it. I just don't see we need to do it until we have this meeting tonight. So I would like to try to move this to the next one. Thank you.
Do you want to make that motion now, or do you want to wait till we see what comes out of title?
Still on the main motion.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
This is more of a detail point for some of our newer members and those listening at home. Whether they're going to executive session now or at a later date, to be abundantly clear, the scope of our discussion inside of executive session is extraordinarily narrow in the interest of transparency by law. It can't be big, we can't hash out the big picture. It'd literally be about negotiating things. And Steve cut me off, as always, when I'm missing, he'd be like, I want to hear from what if something's important to you. It'd be very detail oriented with no room for straying whatsoever. Again, by law, that's, and that is in the interest of transparency. And that's one of the other reasons I would be voting no on this right now is to, I want these discussions to happen in public. Again, otherwise belaboring the fact we've been doing this for 5 months and hearing a lot of testimony, I think it needs to be done in public. And out of respect for those who are testifying and just for the process. So anyway, that was just the data point. It's a very narrow scope when we get into executive session, whenever that is.
And just to clarify, although you guys have all said it, this can only be about the land sale because there's only one land sale that's in play, which is a tower, potential tower location at the fire hall. It's, we can't talk about any of the other issues that people have brought up about Papke's or Mill Road. That's not what how it's been written up.
Thank you. Member Schwartz?
Yeah, those are all good, great points. I would expect that that's what we'd be doing. Well, looking around, I can't remember exactly who all voted on September 2nd, but there's an awful lot of faces here that didn't. I know I did. So just a point.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Question for parliamentarian, if I may.
I'll do my best, boss.
Can you have this conversation right now, but not do it in executive session?
No, this is it's a direct question to ask about executive session.
Can I?
Yep. So great question. Even the request has a very narrow scope. Yep. Unless I'm missing on that one, Clerk Regula, who's a fellow parliamentarian.
I agree.
Fair enough.
Go ahead. Member Newman?
I was just going to say that I still think very strongly that procedurally and potentially legally, this could be viewed as like if we went into an executive session and influenced the manager's dealings with them, it could be viewed as a breach of contract.
Member Valentine, I thought you had a question.
I was going to make a motion to move this to next week.
Okay.
May I offer a parliamentary suggestion?
Yes.
Even in the interest, like Member Newman was saying right now, even in the interest of full transparency, we could have to, and of course you can make the motion, of course, but you could go to tonight's meeting and then at any point request
another one.
Yep. Yeah. It can be on an agenda item. It doesn't need to be amended. You can be like, hey, Clerk Regula, I'd love this on the agenda.
Got it. Okay, so I don't have to. Okay, yeah.
It's not imperative right now.
Right. Mayor, a special meeting maybe on this topic only?
Good.
If you wanted to do it before February 16th?
Yep, that could be done. Now, any other comments before I? Okay, I've got a couple comments. This one really bothers me having a session. You know, this crew said here, the assembly said here a month ago, well, I was negotiating with Mr. Cropley for a meeting to come forward. Everybody here wanted to hear from Title Networks, yet now we want to have a special meeting before we hear from Title. I disagree with that 100%. Let's talk about contract negotiations. We all of us have talked at one time or another probably to the manager. There are tremendous disagreements on this. I'm not arguing whether they're right or wrong, but we're not going to iron those out in an executive session. They need to be done in public. And I want to go on to talk about that. The manager usually talks to me about problems he's run into if he's doing negotiations or that type of thing. He has not done that. He doesn't need any more direction unless there's something I'm missing on that. And last is that when we give the manager direction on to this, we gave it to him in public session. Why do we want to go into private session now or executive session and talk about it? But if we're going to do it later on, let's do it in public session like we did before. I think it's inappropriate to do it in executive session. And last, I'm really opposed even the idea of going into a closed session right now, so narrowly viewed. We've taken notes, the manager and I have taken notes on this, And I intend, and so does the manager, to bring, there's a whole bunch of different items, let alone this, that are on the table. You can't, we're not adding one to another. We'd have to talk specifically about title. You have planning and zoning, looking at options. You have looking at, they've asked us to take a look at, to see if we could do something with the property at Papke's. We'll do that, but we can't do it all at one time. We're going to continue this. To have an executive session related to this, I think is totally inappropriate. So my vote on this is no. And with that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
No.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
No.
Member Newman?
No.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
No. And with that, there was three yes votes on that. Is that the way I said it?
Correct.
Thank you. And with that, there will not be an executive session related to Title Networks on this. The last executive session is a proposed executive session on the borough manager's evaluation. The basis for this executive session is to discuss the borough manager's annual performance evaluation and performance goals arising directly from the evaluation. The manager may request a public discussion on this at some time later. And in attached here is a suggested motion, if I might have it.
I move to enter into executive session in accordance with Alaska Statute 44-62-310-C2 to discuss the borough manager's annual performance evaluation and performance goals arising directly from the evaluation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Been moved by member Newman, second by member Stanton Gregor. Discussion before I call roll. Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll to go in executive session to discuss the manager's evaluation?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Okay, and that passes 7-0. Well, let's take a 5-minute break while we set up, and everybody, we need to clear the...